Exclusive, Michigan Senate candidate Mike Rogers. Far left of the Democrat Party has lost its mind. By Elizabeth Weibel on February 28, 2026. Michigan Senate candidate and former Representative Mike Rogers, RME, expressed that the far left of the Democrat Party has lost its mind. When discussing his Democrat opponents in the Michigan Senate race during an appearance on Breitbart News Saturday. While speaking with Breitbart News Washington Bureau Chief Matthew Boyle, Rogers spoke about his three Democrat opponents running for the Senate in Michigan and how they've participated in supporting the Defund the Police movement, or how they have decided that it's still okay to have men participating in women's sports. I do think the far left of the Democrat Party has lost its mind. All three of them have participated in the Defund the Police or law enforcement movement. They have all opposed the working class family tax cuts on overtime and no tax on tips. They have decided that it's still okay to have men participating in women's sports. I mean, all of the things that you would have thought that they got the lesson learned in that last election just didn't happen with the three candidates in the Democrat primary. And they continue to go to the left. The one candidate openly says he wants to mom Donnie Michigan. The other ones believe that that's the right direction. That maybe, maybe even the government should own your home. All of the things that you look at and go, that's just nuts, they can't really be there. Guess what? By their own words, and their own performance, they're there. During the interview, Boyle asked Rogers how to connect the policy victories that people are seeing under the Trump administration to the everyday lives of Michiganders so that when it comes time to cast their vote, they realize that a vote for a Republican will help them more. I think the stories of real things happening by real people are what's going to connect us to voters. Rogers responded, adding to remind people that in the past few years the Democrats have been in charge. Manufacturing jobs have been lost and education has gone downhill.